All right, it is 12:05 and we're going to go ahead and start the meeting at 12:05. Okay, we're going to pause the meeting and not start it at 12:05 because we're waiting on the recording. Do you want to give these to the students in case they need a leave and it goes over? Just have them put their name. Okay, we are officially starting the meeting. It's 12:06. Welcome. I am going to read the thing we read every time. SHAC assists the district in ensuring that local community values are reflected in instruction. SHAC plays an important role in strengthening the connection between health and learning, and SHAC can help parents and community stakeholders reinforce the knowledge and skills children need to stay healthy for a lifetime. We provide recommendations, suggestions to curriculum, and that's not just for one school, it's the entire district, and we promote school health. And so SHAC business, before we get started, I'm gonna make a few announcements. Just to be really clear, this is Marcella, and this time if we are having any discussion, make sure that you raise your hand and she brings you the microphone, that way you're, whatever you're saying is on the recording, because a lot of times they record just the microphones, and so it doesn't pick up the if you're talking out in the whatever that's called. All right. So our first thing is that last meeting we did not have a quorum. We thought we did. We had the whole meeting. But then when we were working through it later, we realized we didn't have a quorum. So I went ahead and sent the minutes for 1:26:23 and 3:22:23. We will need to go ahead and get an approval again for the minutes. So can I get a motion to approve minutes for January 26, 2023? I have a motion from Karen Marcucci. Do I have a second? I have a second from Nicole Pinnell, and that is to approve the minutes for 1:26:23. All in favor, if you could raise your hand. Anyone opposed, raise your hand. Great, it passes 100%. And then the minutes from March 2nd, 2023, can I get a motion to approve those minutes? Karen Marcucci's first. Can I get a second? Is Michelle Hurst is second? All in favor, please raise your hand. Great. Anyone opposed, please raise your hand. Passed 100%. Wonderful. All right, our next line of business, and I'm going to go through this really fast. I read them last time. If you have a question, if I just read the goal, and then maybe if you had a question because you reviewed it and you read over it and, you know, dreamt about it while we were off, let me know. I'm going to stand over here because I'm almost blind, and that's really far away. Okay. All right. Well, let me explain it a little better. We have a wellness plan within our district, and the wellness plan has goals, and we needed objectives that show that we are working toward our goals and meeting our goals. And so it's broken into three sections. The first section was nutrition, and so we had a subcommittee that worked on these objectives to meet our goals. So the first goal is the district's food service staff, teachers, and other district personnel shall consistently promote healthy nutrition messages in cafeterias, classrooms, and other appropriate settings. And then I'm just going to read the objective unless there's any questions. So if there's a question, please, while I'm reading the objective, raise your hand. The district shall provide an environment that supports students in making informed and healthy nutrition choices. The district shall provide students with appealing food choices that meet state and federal guidelines in an effort for students to practice healthy eating while on campus. And then goal two, the district shall share educational nutrition information with families and the general public to promote healthy nutrition choices and positively influence the health of students. First objective is the district shall provide parents with nutrition information as it pertains to the campus menus. Objective two, the district shall provide students with nutrition information. Oops, the same one. The district shall deliver nutrition education that fosters the adoption and maintenance of healthy eating behaviors. District physical education teachers shall provide students with education pertaining to healthy eating choices. District SEL instructors shall provide students with education pertaining to healthy eating choices and how they relate to social emotional health. Yes, and we have a question.
Okay, so on this one, it says that there
state your name for me.
None of any kind of specific lessons have been created on that just for nutrition. However, a lot of these things are addressed just in our regular lessons that, yes, are not on the website at the time, right now, because we don't have the copyright. So as soon as we finish doing all of that, then we'll figure out a way of how we'll roll that out and then kind of designate which ones are geared toward that nutrition piece for this aspect.
And actually, a lot of this is covered. So if you have the food pyramid in kindergarten or in second grade, they're going to match, the grains and which part of the food pyramid or the fruits or the meats or stuff like that. So that is covered, not just in SEL, but also in other parts of our curriculum.
Oh, this and is Michelle Hurst for the high school health curriculum, which has both a state board approved and a district approved textbook. All of the chunks for health, including the section, chunks is the wrong word, topics, there's five major categories, including the social emotional health one, that is in the textbook. And that textbook is copyrighted. There's not online access for you, but the district statement that was sent out said that it was available for a few weeks for you to come look, or you can make an appointment to come look at the textbook. And that material for high school credit is already available and can be viewed.
I love that part out. So the TEKS that address that social emotional strand, the health TEKS, those will also be pulled out and we'll specify those. But that's all pretty much covered in PE and health.
But it also says on the SEL and on the guidelines, it says if it's not something that is copyrighted, then it will be available. And so as she stated, the SEL is not copyrighted. So therefore, is that an option for us as a committee to say that we, unless those things are available for parents on the SEL, since it's not copyrighted material, we have access to that. Is that an option for us to say that
yes? Okay, so let's go back to the goal. The goal was the district shall deliver nutritional education that fosters the adoption and maintenance of healthy eating behaviors. And our objective, That's not the one we're talking about. It's the second one. So district SEL instructors shall provide students with education pertaining to healthy eating choices and how they relate to social emotional health, curriculum planning, research, informative topics, and lesson activities, school and community stakeholders, SEL coordinator, SEL rotation. And so what I hear you saying is that it is not something that is published. One more time. I'm sorry.
So this is separate from our SEL lessons that we push out. This is
health,
based on the TEKS health. And so our job is to pull those TEKS out just to make sure, hey, these are the TEKS that cover this. But it's all within what Michelle said as far as in the textbook, those TEKS. That you're asking something totally separate as far as the health goes.
I'm not asking separate. If my child is going to be having this education
in health
anywhere, and this is a separate thing, and you're going to present things from SEL to them out of the it says SEL curriculum, so I'm assuming that.
That's not what this is.
Okay, so there's not going to be any kind of presentations or anything else from SEL or anything else. Okay, so now what if a student is opted out of SEL? Is this also going to be, how is that communicated with them?
This is just through health. This is in the health, am I correct? Is that what you are?
Yes.
Well, so we're approving these. So if it's not something that we want to approve as a committee, then we can absolutely take that out and move forward, or just take this whole objective out.
Because I mean, maybe you want to speak to that, if that was more your goals.
Yeah.
So when I created this, I was including SEL as an option to reiterate information that we're learning in health classes that our nutrition department is pushing out through our resources to relate to how the food that we're eating, the food that our kids are eating, relates to their emotional health and their emotional well-being and their social health and their social well-being. So that is just the direction that I was coming from when we did sit down and start talking about where are all of the areas within our district that we can impart the students with information based in their nutrition and how much our nutrition does
affect
other aspects of our life and well-being.
Absolutely.
So that is why we did choose to include physical education, as mentioned, and the PE teachers. Relating the same information as well as SEL and health education, because all those things do kind of intertwine with nutrition.
Right. Okay, so right now we're going through it. There was a question, and when we come to, that was part of a discussion. When we go to vote, we can either approve, decide changes, or deny, or oppose it moving forward. So that's where we're at right now. Okay. Goal 2, districts shall make nutrition education a district-wide priority and shall integrate nutrition education into other areas of their curriculum as appropriate. And then the objective for that is the district shall provide at least one nutrition education activity to Mansfield ISD each year. No questions. The district shall provide at least one nutrition education activity to Mansfield ISD employees and the community that align with PE health nutrition curriculum through district communication and social media outlets. Is there any questions? Okay. And so now we're at the part where we're going to ask for a motion. So you can choose to make a motion that we approve them as they are. You can choose to make a motion to approve them but change them. You can choose to not approve them at all. So can I get a motion? Yes. Okay, so you make a motion to make changes. Do you want to say a certain one?
Sorry, Myra Miller. So on the goal one for objective two, what the district at SEL, since that's not common rendered material, either have that, if there's any information or documentation or slides or any presentation, to, that would be available for parents to review. If not, then let's eliminate it.
Okay, so she's making a motion that we have the everything as it is, other than that last objective, and we just remove the SEL portion out of it. And then the rest of the objective is good. Okay, so I have that motion. Do I have a second for that motion? We have to have a second for to discuss it. So I have a second with Brad to discuss it. Now it's up for discussion. So did you have your hand up first? She had her hand up first, sorry.
Mandy Smith.
Mandy Smith.
Make a motion to accept it the way that it was originally written.
You can't, we have to talk about not yet. Mm-hmm. We have to discuss this motion first.
Okay.
Michelle Hurst was next.
I'm not making a new motion, but I am trying to provide some clarity. I'm also a core director and a health director. So within a core class, our curriculum documents are going to have the SE, they're going to have a pacing guide, they're going to have, and they may have some sample lessons. But not every activity the teacher, like one teacher may teach photosynthesis with one lab and a different school uses a second lab because they have different materials. And so maybe instead of saying, providing everything, we say, according to the health teaks, because if those have been state board approved. And the places where we have a resource, such as our textbook, there is access for that.
Yes, Karen.
Continuing the discussion, I don't have any concerns with the teaks that were given because it appears that you're just going to do what the teaks are requiring in terms of the health and wellness and emotional well-being of the students. So if it's in alignment with the teaks, I don't have any concerns with taking that piece out for the SEL. We're not teaching per se SEL, we're just adding that as a component if it's needed for that specific area or areas.
So do we have any further discussion regarding the current motion, which is to move forward other than objective 2 of the wellness goals stating district SEL? No? So we are going to go ahead and vote on removing we're going to remove this whole objective, and that way we can move forward. So right now, can we have a motion to remove this objective? We've had a discussion. Everybody in favor of moving forward with all of them, with this one removed, please raise your hand. Okay, please mark 3. Everyone that is opposed moving forward, removing this objective, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Please mark 12. So that motion is denied. Can do I have a new? Huh? No. Actually, go ahead and raise your hand again. I just want to verify. I don't know you, you're a parent? Perfect. On, let me get the list. Okay, so do we have anyone would like to make a new motion regarding the wellness nutritional plan? Yes, Karen Marcucci. Okay, and can I have a second? I have a second. Sarah Hutchinson. Okay, it's now up for discussion. There's no discussion. Can I have all in favor raise your hand? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. 12 members. All opposed, raise your hand. Two, three, four. Four opposed. Karen, who's beside, sorry, what was your name?
Bionic Downs.
Bionic Downs, she's on the committee.
Yeah.
So and I think some people changed their.
Right, but there was only 14 people that voted last time, and now we have.
She didn't vote last time. She didn't vote. Should I tell you who abstains? Should we say who abstains? I think unless it's really close. Okay, so on the last vote, you abstained. Did anyone else abstain that is on the committee? So I have one abstained from the last. So the motion passes. All right, we're going to go to the next.
There's still not coming. There's 16 that voted.
So we had four that were no's, and if you can raise your hand if you approve again.
15 that voted are abstained on the first, so removed, ejected. There's 16 that just voted on the approval.
Okay, can you go ahead and raise your hand again? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. How many were on the last one?
16.
No, how many?
15 on the last one, 16 now.
But how many approved?
11.
11. Mm-hmm. So did I just count that right?
So you had three that were for removal. You had 11.
Okay.
This time you have in favor, you have 12, and you said you had opposed 4. So that's 16. The other one was 15.
I abstained from the first vote.
You're right. We did get that. That's where the 4 comes in.
I voted in the second one.
Right. And then she voted in the second one.
That's fine. So 11 plus 3 is 14, plus 1 for abstained is 15.
Okay.
This time we have 12.
That's 16. So we're missing someone that voted the second time. So I'm going to call out your vote, and if you'll just let me know, and I'll mark it. I have.
On which motion?
I'm sorry.
On which motion?
We're on the second motion now to approve as they are shown. Correct.
Yes.
So, Dr. Delaria, did you have your hand to approve or to deny? Approve. Dr. Rose. Approve or deny? Or Kenneth Rose?
I approve.
Approve. Karen Williams.
Approved.
And then? Denied. And then? So I don't know what's the first one.
So then we need to figure out who didn't vote or what was wrong with the first vote.
Okay, so just so we can redo the first vote, can you please, I had three that were, one abstained, three did not, three opposed. Can I have everyone that approved, opposed, raise their hand? Yes, the motion was to move forward but remove objective 2 that says district SEL instructors shall provide students with education pertaining to healthy eating choices. Remove that one but move forward with the rest of them. So everyone that was in favor, please raise your hand. I should have three. One, two, three, and then one abstained. Everyone opposing, please raise your hand. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12.
And all of those are members, not guests.
Yes. Okay. Perfect. All right. I'm getting my workout today. Sorry. Okay, is it a discussion? We can't discuss it unless, but I'll get to you under comments, okay? So our next item is the wellness plan physical goals. So we need to, we've just finished our nutritional goals. Now we need to move to our physical goals. And this year we're out of time, but we'll need a subcommittee. We'll go ahead and start it at this meeting. And hopefully enough of them will roll over into next year that we can wrap that up at the first or the second meeting. So can I have a volunteer that would be willing to head up the subcommittee on physical goals? Perfect. Amy Sonato is going to be the chair of that committee. And then do I have volunteers to be on that committee with her? I have Pennell, Myra, who else? Sarah and Karen Williamson. Williams. Yes, I have Pennell, Myra Miller, Amy Sonato, Karen Williams, and Sarah Huckabee. If I say your name wrong, Hutchinson. It's Hutchinson. I just know it's an H. Apologize. Okay, great. Yeah. And Amy is the chair, yes. And so she will reach out this year. I know it's over the summer some, but that way at least we'll be kind of geared up and ready to go for next year. Our next item is Senate Bill 9 topics. And so this is our second public meeting in Senate Bill 9 topics. I'm not going to read all the physical goals. Here's our Senate Bill 9 topics. Is there any questions or discussions that we would like to have now regarding any of the Senate Bill 9 topics? These have been sent out multiple times in emails, online. Yes, Myra Miller with a question.
So is this when we can hear about the Aim for Success program?
Yes, it is under the 7th and 8th grade presentations for Senate Bill 9.
And the
6th
as well, right?
And the yes, but that's human sexuality, and we're not there yet.
Okay, and so
there was notated different ways that that survey could be given to our students. If it was a physical person presenting, then that presentator would give the survey. I believe it said when we were communicating back and forth, some principals might get it.
I think they give the paper. If it's in person, they give it. If it was online, they haven't been actually doing this survey. She said, but if it was a presentation that was in person, they would actually give the students the survey that they can fill out. Was that the question or a statement?
Yes. I just want everybody to be aware that some of the way that these surveys can be taken, because also you had said that some of the schools, depending upon, some of them didn't do their survey, some of them did it and the principal gave the survey, some of them, like the, counselor could give the survey or anything. So is it an option on these that we have no survey?
I'm sure it is. But they're not even doing the survey now, so I'm sure that that's just, I think that that is more of them verifying that their message was across. I think, do you want to read off the questions on the survey?
I didn't read that.
You didn't? Okay.
I have it though.
Yeah, it's very, it's pretty much just what is a requirement that they teach. So abstinence, we're going to, they're making sure that they're teaching abstinence. They're making sure that they're, so I think it's just more for them to say, yes, that was the message that was taught and that was what was received by the students. But I'm sure.
I think it asked you, there was other questions too. I thought I had it forgotten, but I didn't.
Okay.
Asked if they had sex and other things too.
I have it. Let me find it, because I think it was Oh, this is not my computer. Yes.
Dr. Hurst, I do not have the survey questions. Sorry, I can't pull those up. But I can tell you that we do not have the money, unless the budget changes, for it to be an in-person presentation. It is digital.
Okay.
And there is an optional survey at the end. And optional is it is optional.
Perfect. Okay. Well, and so what you're saying is we're not doing it now, and it's not something we're going to do because we're not going to have in person.
That's not what I was saying.
Yeah.
It's okay. Optional for the student to take the survey. It's an optional presentation. And then even if they choose to attend the presentation via parent permission, the survey is optional.
Got it. Okay.
But then as a committee, we can vote not to have a survey.
Yes.
Okay. So some of the questions are gender, how old are you? Have you ever been involved in sexting? Have you ever had sexual intercourse? From this point forward, will you wait to have sex until you are married, long-term committal relationship? What do you think could happen as a result of having sex before marriage, long-term committal relationship? That's all the questions.
Okay. So any other discussion questions regarding Senate Bill 9 topic? Yes.
Okay. So on some of the different SEL ones that we're going to be using, some of the links that they refer to aren't companies within the United States. So like Cherry Hearts does not have a website here in America. It's a Chinese website that it goes to.
Do you have an exact? Yeah, so if you'll tell me what exactly I will go to that.
The fifth grade sexual abuse definitions, there's a link to the bottom. That's for www.cherryhearts.com. And when you go pull that up, it's not a valid website for the United States. And the only thing that I could find that it was valid for was in China or Malaysia.
So it's a reference. So it's not an actual presentation. It's a reference that they use.
So those are the teachers would be using that as reference, correct? Or who's ever teaching?
It was their definition, if I'm assuming correctly. Can you pull it up? Because that was hard to see.
Well,
let me see if I
have it. Sorry, y'all.
I have the presentation, and here's the cherry arts that I found.
Let's see.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's not, we don't have a link. It doesn't look like it's linked. It was just, that's where we found the definition that we felt was the most appropriate for that age level. That was so that we didn't take credit for that. I'm pretty sure. Casey and Jennifer did this one, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. It's just for the definition.
So, is there... But some of them are listed under SEL, right? Or no?
No,
okay.
Let me
be clear.
I'm going to bring up this so we can actually all look at it.
I think you're confusing our social-emotional learning department with the band of TEKS that relates to social-emotional wellness. There's a band of health TEKS, K-12. And there, like I said, there's nutrition. There's hygiene, there's when you get to a certain grade level, there's sexual wellness. But there is, the third one is social, emotional, and mental wellness. And so these may be in that band of TEKS. So remember, those are all state board approved TEKS, required teachings. Now, anything that falls under Senate Bill 9 and human sexuality, the student has to opt into. So those are in the TEKS. But these are opt-in units, and those are for the health TEKS. But yes, it would be in a band, but there's a lot of things in that band. But actually, it would depend on the grade level, because remember, there's different sets of standards for each grade level. Yes?
But again, they say on this, if we opt in, correct, that we can review all of the things before we opt our children into this.
Right.
And so whenever we're opting in and you're going to give this to our children and we go to try to research these different topics or anything and we can't find a website which you're referring to, but then you find a website that is a China website or a Malaysia website, then...
The kids aren't... this is just a presentation. Like, the kids aren't going to get a copy of this. We are just... Again, it just says... Identify definition of sexual assault, so that's where the definition. When we wanted to be very, when Jennifer and Casey and Carrie put this together and I put this together, we wanted to be just very, very brief, generic, general, because it covers that Senate Bill 9.
Okay, Mr.
Biden.
So this band of TEKS that covers these topics, do they not also define them?
It would be great if they did.
And there's some, like, this is on Texas Education Agency website. We shared the link with you in my presentation the first time. And I'm happy to give it to you again. But even if you go to any standard, like I said, I use photosynthesis, it's not going to say define photosynthesis, and photosynthesis is the same here. It says that what you're supposed to teach is defined. And in the FAQs, when you frequently ask questions that different parents or community members might have, they actually say, and what are the resources? And they were like, we don't have any. So no, they don't define them. And that would be wonderful if they did. That would make our jobs so much easier. I wish that there was clarity there. And there's just not. So State Board of Education.
Children's rights and understanding children's emotional abuse. These are all from Australia that are
They're going to show this slide. The slides that you have been shown are what the teachers are going to show. The definition that you have been shown, that is what the teachers are going to be shown. I think the educators in the room, I would have just left off the, you know, where I got it from. But the educators believe in, you know, giving the little tagline. So that is what they're doing. It's not, that's not what the students are going to be like going to that website. They're just going to learn and they're going to watch the video that's there. And I have, if somebody can come help me, I can't pull.
Webster and things like that, they're not age appropriate. And so we were trying to be very cognizant of just brief age appropriate definitions.
And I was actually going to reiterate this, Amy Sonato. Is your question with the definition or is your question with where they cited it? Because if you look on Webster or if you look in the dictionary, there are going to be definitions that are incredibly technical that if you're looking at a fifth grader or fourth grader, it's going to be way above where they are developmentally. And then we have parents who have issues with that, and understandably so. They're trying to find definitions that are grade level and developmentally appropriate. So is your concern with the website?
I would love for those definitions to come in from a leader, from an American standpoint or from the United States versus a foreign country. There's different ones that are like under construction.
Right.
That one there is different ones that say, I'm assuming these topics here are
the only thing that will be discussed and shown are the slideshows that are on there. So let's go ahead and put, we're going to make a note that we, that a member does not like the sites that the definitions came from. And then is there any other discussion regarding Senate Bill 9? And this is open to guests. So if you are a guest or a student or anyone, this is a public discussion on the Senate Bill 9 because this is our second public discussion. So feel free if you have a question or, okay? There's no question, there's no further questions on Senate. Yes, sir.
Is this a bill that's about to be passed or something?
No, it's actually Senate Bill 9. It is already passed. There's a requirements regarding, let me go back to my PowerPoint. You're required to teach about child abuse, sex trafficking. I'm trying to think, what are the rest, Michelle?
New health teaks were put in place this year. And these teaks cover all those topics. But there are two topics that are specifically said the student must opt into though. And Senate Bill 9 talks about any kind of abuse, dating violence, sex trafficking, child abuse, dating abuse, and then human sexuality refers to human sexuality. And those are opt-in topics within the teaks. And Senate Bill 9 passed last spring. Actually, my timing might get off about. But the new teaks were in place this year for the first time, and those cover all those topics and all the normal things you think about with health, like food and nutrition and wellness and washing your hands. But these are special ones that we want to make sure parents are aware of and that we have permission for. But yeah, they're laws and they're new-ish, which is why we haven't had a lot of discussion on them before.
I just want clarification. I don't understand the entire process. So the idea is that the way we as a committee are providing this as a resource for the teachers, and we are just basically citing where we got our resource from, which is going to be provided to the teacher. So there's a barrier between the resource that we get it from and the resource that we're providing to them. So they will never be seeing these websites, correct?
Correct. Okay. Correct. And we have to make a recommendation to the board. Sorry, I should have explained it a little better. The SHAC committee is responsible. One of our responsibilities is to collect information and then recommend to the board moving forward how we should teach these teaks that are new so the Senate Bill 9 teaks. So we're saying to the school board, hey, we have looked at all of these videos and we recommend moving forward, or we don't recommend moving forward with this information to teach the students. So that's what we're doing right now.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mark Guest. I just was wondering, I did not get a copy of the email, so I apologize if it was addressed in the links, but if there was any talk in any of the areas about consent, because I would like that to be added, and then if there's anything that talks about like sexuality, gender, as well.
So parent consent, all of the Senate Bill 9 topics and all of the human sexuality topics are consent only. If you're talking about for people consenting, yes, it absolutely, that is one of the topics. Any other questions? All right. So we have two options, and I've looked through everything. We don't have to wait to make a recommendation on this because this is our last meeting. So can we get a motion to move forward with the recommended Senate Bill 9 information to the board? Your name?
Mandy Sneed.
And someone else, second? Yes, ma'am. Morgan Busby. Mandy Sneed and Morgan Busby to move forward with Senate Bill 9 as it was presented to MISD board. Great. This is up for discussion. Is there anyone that would like to discuss further moving forward with these topics? If there's no discussion, can we go ahead and move to, is there a discussion? No? Raise your hand. Okay, if there's no discussion, can we move to a vote? If you are in favor of moving forward with the Senate Bill 9 presentations as they are, as our recommendation to the MISD board, please raise your hand. Okay, I have 11. I have 11 people. If you are opposed moving forward with the Senate Bill 9 as presented, please raise your hand. I have 1, 2, 3. Okay. And is there anyone that is not voting at this time? Please raise your hand. I have 2. Is the math good? Perfect. All right. Our next thing we're going to is human sexuality, fifth grade. I have listed the TEKS, and then the recommendation is the Changing and Growing Co-Ed video shown in their SEL/health rotation. And the original recommendation was the boys and girls together on the video. I know there's been discussion about them being separated. So we are now at the point that someone can make a motion that we can go ahead and move forward with Changing and Growing Co-Ed video, boys and girls together, or Changing and Co-Ed video, boys and girls separated. Yes.
I make a motion to do film separated.
Okay. So we have a motion for the Changing and Growing Co-Ed video, boys and girls separated. Can I get a second? I have a second. What's your name? I'm sorry. Bianca Downs, right? Bianca Downs. And now we have discussion regarding that. Do we have a discussion? Okay, let's go ahead and get a vote. If you're in favor of moving forward with Changing and Growing Co-Ed video with the boys and girls.
I had another question.
Oh, sorry, discussion, go ahead.
Not for the video, but for the other program, their recommendation is actually to do it together.
We're not there yet. Okay. We're just in fifth grade, and we're just in the video.
Ask, I don't have the information on this, but I will tell you they strongly recommend doing it together. And we did it in seventh grade this year and we separated it. But they have two reasons. They say, A, behavior is improved and you get people paying attention just a little bit better. Like they kind of get a little rowdy. And that was their reasoning. And they were probably some other logistical ones, but that was what they listed.
Questions.
I just wanted to know, does our staff have any recommendation either? You know, I just wanted to see the people that created the curriculum, if they have a recommendation, and then if our staff has any kind of recommendation on how this should be done.
So as I stated at the beginning, the original recommendation was changing and growing co-ed video delivered in a SEL health rotation with boys and girls together. The motion on the floor now is boys and girls separated. So that's a discussion that we're doing now.
Perfect. That's what I wanted to understand.
Yes.
Exactly where the recommendations were coming from.
Yes, ma'am. Got it. And then right back there, Marcella.
When you said they recommend that they be done together, I wasn't clear on who the they was. Is it the person who's creating a co-ed video, or is it somebody who more neutral?
Actually, we had, so our presenter that came and presented on human sexuality, fifth and sixth grade, the very first time was Michelle Hurst. And she is over the curriculum for that area. And so she originally had said it would be easier during the video. Is that correct? That they are together because it's a small class and they know their teacher, but then...
To directly answer that question, you said that I was referring to the presenter for the other presentations, like they have directors, the company, that not for the creator of this video. I don't know them. Like, it doesn't list a specification. I will tell you that the fact that it's a co-ed video would imply, and maybe I'm just reading the implication, but it would imply that it would be for both. They're watching a similar video in the grade before where they are separate, and this is one way to advance it where you're just you're talking about both. And teachers who did it separately last year wanted it in a smaller rotation rather than a large group where you have to separate it. So that was based on feedback from schools and just the title.
Hold on 1 second. So let's make sure that we're respecting the person talking, that we're staying on topic. She's stating that last meeting we talked about it being logistics. I believe it was Karen brought up something regarding, was that correct, Karen? Fifth and sixth grade together. It was just regarding the teacher and the time frame, and they all came back and they had questions. We can go back and listen to our old meeting if anybody is interested in doing that. But for right now, let's stay on topic. That it is, we're discussing not about what we said, but about what we want to do moving forward. So the motion on the floor is the video with boys and girls separated. Currently, do we have the boys and girls together for any videos, for any presentations?
The high school credit course is all together, and that begins with us in 8th grade, or they have the option in
8th grade. 8th grade, okay.
So 5th, 6th, 7th would not be together,
correct? The chef made no recommendation on how, it was on the source, and so... That was just kind of up to how to implement it. That wasn't up to, that wasn't a recommendation of the chef. The chef made the recommendation for the program, and
And that was it.
Okay. Any other discussion? So moving forward with the vote on human sexuality, fifth grade, changing and growing up co-ed video. Right now the motion is to have boys and girls separated. If you are in favor, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four. All right, if you are opposed, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight, and then anyone abstaining from voting, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four. Is the math correct? Okay, so right now that motion is declined. Does anyone have a new motion? Yes. Karen Marcucci?
Yes, Karen Marcucci.
We're only making motions right now. We're not discussing.
Yes. Can I make a motion that each school have the discretion on how they want to present the curriculum?
They're shaking. So we're moved to approve the video?
Yes, I would move to approve the video and not specify how it has to be shown.
So we have a motion on the floor to approve the video and not specify how the video is shown in the fifth grade campuses to students. Can I have a second for the motion? I have a second, Marcella, right there. Morgan Busby. Okay, discussion on this. Yes, ma'am. Okay. More discussion? Do we have any other discussion?
My thought process behind this is to give maximum flexibility to the campuses so that they could address this the way that they feel is appropriate for the age group, for the particular children that they have at that particular time. Because I know that there's a lot of variation from campus to campus, and I really trust our educators and would like to give them the ability to adapt how they see best fit.
Okay, more discussion? Myra Miller?
Will it be disclosed to parents that this is a joint or co-ed, or that when, again, how is this going to be communicated to the parents when they're opting in versus opting out? Because I mean, originally we had talked about being a blanket across the board type of communication to parents, because last year you didn't see as great at communication because not all admins are equal. So how is that going to be communicated to parents so they feel comfortable in their decision of, hey, my child is going to have to go into a mixed co-ed versus not if it's per.
Right. So your recommendation is that if we move with this motion, that it would be specified on the parent consent, that we specify that boys and girls will be combined during this instruction. Okay, any other discussion? Yes.
My understanding is that this video is not a proprietary video, that it is a YouTube video. To branch off, like Bianca said, I think it would be recommended that if we're having to opt in for this, we then share this video with parents who, if they choose not to opt in, then they can show this in their own homes with their children. But if they do choose to opt in, then they know that what their children are watching together with the opposite sex.
Okay, so we actually do that, and her recommendation is that if we have boys and girls together, not only do we specify that they will be together, but we also let parents have the video, show them the link and everything before, which I believe we do that. We make sure that they have the link. It's on our website. It's in the letter. The parents can go watch it themselves, and they're, you know, opt to show their child the video at home. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So is there any further discussion? Yes, ma'am. No, it's okay.
So why were we recommending it again for it to be co-ed versus
Right. That's just the motion that was made.
Right.
Yes. Yes, Karen Marcucci, I'm going to summarize and you can tell me if it's correct, that you wanted the flexibility to be on the campus with the educators to figure out logistics, and since it's an opt-in anyway, you know, the campus can kind of decide which way it goes. Is there anything else I need to add? Nope. Okay, is there any further discussion? All right, so right now we have a motion that is to approve the changing and growing co-ed videos with boys and girls together or separated. It is up to the campus discretion. And the points that were made, and I don't know if we need to do a second motion for this, is that we would, if this is what we go forward with, want to make sure that the information that it would be co-ed and delivered in a co-ed setting would be delivered to the parents when they get that 14-day notice and they consent in. Can I have everyone that is in favor, please raise your hand. I have, okay. Is it confusing? Are y'all confused? Because, okay.
Yeah. So,
no, we're voting on the video with students together, and it's a campus decision.
You're voting on the video.
And
the campus
decision.
Campus
decision.
But, yes, but we're not just, we actually have to, we're going to recommend the full recommendation. So we're going to recommend that the campuses decide on their own discretion the logistics. So yes, we're voting on the video with campus discretion for how it goes. Well, right now our motion is to approve the video, campus discretion. So let's go ahead and if we'll just do that one. And then if it changes and you want to make a new motion, we'll do that. Does that sound good? Yep. Okay. So one more time. Changing and growing up co-ed video, fifth grade. It is up to campus discretion if the boys and girls are together or separated. All in favor, please raise your hand. One. Okay, ready? Everybody get them up because I'm about to count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12. All opposed, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. And anyone that abstained from voting, please raise your hand. Someone abstained. Then I missed a vote. How many people? One? Okay. So I know some of you didn't raise your hand at the beginning and didn't raise your hand at opposed. All in favor, please raise your hand. Hi. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, all that are not in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry, I didn't get you the first time. 4. And there is no one abstained. So the motion approves to go forward. The video changing and growing, campus discretion on together or separated. All right. Human sexuality, sixth grade. The Mansfield ISD recommendation is aim for success presentation. Boys and girls together or separated. Can I get a motion? I know. I'm tired too, y'all. Come on. We're almost done. Okay. Yes. Karen Marcucci. Yes. Okay, can I get a second for that motion? I have a second was first, Busby. Discussion regarding human sexuality, sixth grade, aim for success, district discretion and campus discretion on presentation. Is there no discussion? I'm gonna move forward on a vote. All in favor of human sexuality, sixth grade, aim for success presentation, campus discretion, district discretion on presentation. Raise your hand. Everyone opposed, please raise your hand. Four. All right, and there wasn't anyone that abstained from a vote, so we are moving forward with aim for success, human sexuality, sixth grade, campus discretion on presentation. All right, now we're at next year. Thanks to everyone that replied that they're willing to serve next year on the SHAC committee. It is important that we have representation from all of the campuses. So please, as you're out in the community, talk up SHAC and let them know that we do want to see, you know, every feeder pattern represented. Our first meeting, if approved, is going to be in September, but we do have to get board approval before we move forward. A few areas that we'll work on next year is our wellness plan, like we discussed earlier, completing that. We also need to create a permanent committee that is the fitness planning and physical activity committee. So if you can just start thinking, if that's your passion and you know how important physical movement and phys ed is to our students, then maybe you'd be willing to chair that committee next year. This is a requirement in Senate Bill 530 and 1018, so we need to do that. We are also going to look at education on opioid addiction and abuse, and then methods of administrating opioid antagonist medication, and that's Senate Bill 435, and that is something that the SHAC is responsible for. There's a lot of legislation kind of rolling down the wire right now regarding that, so we're excited, and that will be something that we work on. And then also just brainstorming together about what we can do, health-related items that are going to help our kiddos and support our campuses. Does anyone have any questions or comments or ideas for parent recruitment or anything they just really want to say before we wrap up this last meeting? Perfect. All right. So we are done. Thank you so much for serving. I really appreciate it. And it is 1:14. Meeting adjourned. Thank you so much. Sorry we went over.